My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On today's episode, we do an unboxing of my legendary legend star.
We talk about public transportation.
And we find out what made Bob say this.
Just let me do this. If y'all give me literally 5 seconds to do this math. And we find out what made Monet say this.
City bike slap. And you know, as a New Yorker, I detested it for so long. I was like, anybody get a fucking city bike? I was like, that's so whack. Spain's entry for Eurovision was so dope.
Well, a big congratulations to Spain for winning the heart of Monet Exchange.
I want to say,
you may not have won Eurovision, but you did win the heart of Monet Exchange, which is worth a lot.
Watch it slow mo.
You were telling me that you're overwhelmed or tired or something. Tell me more.
Yeah, I just have a lot going on. I have that I'm preparing for the Dynasty Typewriter Show and also Just for Laughs, which is a very big comedy festival. So I'm just trying to get all my ducks in order for that. You know, it's a lot, but I'm very excited. How about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I've been very relaxed lately. Haven't been too busy. Just kind of been chilling out, kind of just feeling my vibes, you know? Mm-hmm. Living my little relaxation fantasy.
Rest and relaxation, R&R, is very important for the mental health.
Yeah, I have to say.
Sorry about that, everyone. My mic was acting wild. But yeah, I've been taking it easy. At a very chill morning, I just woke up, had some brunch, ran into a friend from college, and then came home, watched some YouTube videos, and I've been working a little bit, but all the work seems really fun and rewarding, so I'm in a pretty good mood.
He did have a straight month with no breaks, working every day.
I did have a month with no breaks working every day. That is true. But today, this is the first, it is 6 p.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. This is my first thing I've had to do involving work today. And honestly, it feels great. I'm one of those folks who can work for a month straight. But if I get that one day, I'm good. I just need a break just once in a while. So I can go pretty, you know, hardcore. Long as I get my little break eventually. Everyone gets a break eventually.
Give me my heart a break. What's up with my tongue? Selena Gomez? No. I don't know.
Anyway, so.
So much music.
I am as refreshed as a bird. I feel like a little spring chicken. I'm in such a great mood. I'm very grateful to the patrons and the listeners of Sibling Rivalry who have been sending me lots of clips of you drooling. It feels very nice to be vindicated and to know that I'm not crazy. And that the sibling droolery, if you have any clips of my drool, please use hashtag sibling droolery.
We did ask people to do the sibling islandry there from Staten Island. We did not get a single sibling islandry of someone from Staten Island, which no one from Staten Island listened to this podcast, which
did
is kind of sad. Yeah.
How are we spelling? We never tell people how to spell them. If you look at the screen, if you're watching on YouTube right now, hashtag sibling droolery is on the show, is on the screen. That's how you should spell it. Apparently, when they said we got zero sibling islandry. But I will say, can confirm, we did get some sibling jerkery back in the day. That was a thing.
Yeah, that did happen. That was fully hot.
Y'all were wild on sibling jerkery. Even some friends of mine, like people that I know personally, sent me sibling jerkery videos.
Oh, really? Like send them to you or they put the hashtag?
They were like DMs and hashtags as well, both. I think some of them were like DMs, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were like not listening and not the Kimchi's calling. Kimchi always calls me when I'm doing something. I mean, and only when
Slim
I'm doing something.
Chi.
Let me ask this real quick.
Slim T.
Hey Kim, we keep missing each other. Now I'm doing the podcast, but I'll call you back afterwards. We're gonna do two in a row, though. All right, bye.
Sorry, Slim T.
Me and Kim have been trying to reach each other for a couple of days now.
About what? Regarding what? You want to tell us?
I do not. I genuinely don't know, Monique. Kim called me the other day. She was like, hey, I want to talk to you. Do you have like 10 minutes? And I was like, no, I don't. I'll call you when I'm done here, though. And then I called her back, and then she didn't answer. And then she called me back, and I didn't answer. And then she called me back today. This has been going on for like two days or so. I was, as you all know, I've been working on some music, and I've shot two music videos, which is very exciting.
When did they come out?
June and July.
Work.
June and July. I'm very excited about the videos coming out. You know, I'm really proud of both of them. They're both really creative in their own regard. They're both very different. The songs are very different. I worked with Asad Yacoub, who directed the first feature film I was ever in. Mm-hmm. That's not true. The first feature film I ever starred in, like, had like a nice big role in. And he also directed my first music video. I was his first music video. And he was my first music video.
Which is Purse First?
Purse First. And he just recently directed his 50th music video.
Oh, really? I think I know who he did it for, actually.
And he was saying that he really wanted to do, because I was his 49, and he wanted me to be his 50th to, like, commemorate. But I was like, well, the timing wasn't it. But I told Asad that I'm sure we can manage to have me be his 100th video.
Asad is very fun. I love Asad. It's very animated. Asad is a very, very big personality, but very sweet.
Oh, yeah. Asad is wild. And then I did my other music video with Marvin Brown, who's a really wonderful director and choreographer. He's kind of a multiple, like an all-in-one type. He's from London, but he lives here in Los Angeles. He's LA based. Really, really wonderful. Yeah, he's really he could actually be a sibling. He could be a sibling of ours.
Why?
Just tall, black, bald, beautiful people.
Tall, black, bald, beautiful. Tall, TBB, tall, black, bald. No,
we could have TB3. Oh, good. Not Monet's last two brain cells.
Tall, black, bald, and beautiful.
Not Monet's last two brain cells.
TB3. Like DC3.
Like Monet, tall, oh, I feel so bad. You seem so tired, my sweet baby.
No, I'm not tired. I don't have a lot of work to do. I'm not like tired. Like, oh, I'm tired. In my brain, I'm like, I have a lot of work to do.
I know, and I want to come see you tonight, but you're probably gonna say no. But I'm leaving town. I'm leaving town. Let me come help you out.
We'll have a lot of time to chat on the phone on this.
You're not gonna let me come see you tonight?
No, I'm busy, bitch. I'm busy. To quote Priyanka, I always want to call her Priyanka Chopra, but she's Priyanka. What is Priyanka?
Priyanka doesn't have a last name.
Huh.
I mean, I'm sure in real life she has a last name, but she's just Priyanka.
Priyanka the drag queen doesn't have a last name. Maybe no one just calls her by it.
She doesn't have a last name. I'm telling you, Priyanka doesn't have a last name.
Priyanka drag queen. Oh my God, are we going to crack the case? She does.
What is it?
Priyanka.
She doesn't have a last name.
Her name is the Queen Priyanka. Or is Queen Priyanka. Is she like on Bob the drag queen? Where is Bob?
Where are you seeing this at?
Instagram.
Yeah, and I think her Instagram name is Queen Priyanka because Priyanka was taken because Priyanka is a pretty common name.
Priyanka Chopra.
Sometimes you call me and you go, Bob, you've been avoiding me, and now you're literally avoiding me.
Am I?
You don't want me to come over? Oh, it's getting warm in this room now.
Well, you have a fur coat on, so that's understandable.
Are you avoiding? I don't know. Are you avoiding me?
I'm not avoiding you.
And you know, I could really help you develop your shows. I do shows all the time.
Mateo Lane is helping me.
Wow. What? Whoa. So Mateo's over?
No, he's not over. Mateo doesn't live here. I wish Mateo would move to Los Angeles. I love Mateo a lot. He's great. Sweet man.
If Mateo was here, would you let him come over tonight and help you out?
I don't know. It's not an option. It's not a viable option, so I haven't really thought through it. If that's something I would want.
Well, you know what? I'm still going to offer when this is all said and done. Maybe I'll just come over. Maybe I'll just show up.
And who's going to enter the door?
You gave me your August. That was a mistake.
I can literally shut it off at any moment.
You should have done that. That was a massive mistake.
What are you, when you leave for We're Here Tomorrow, are you excited about this new, well, the last place you went wasn't like a small, are you going to a small, maybe I don't know.
If we always go to small towns. We exclusively go, we pretty much exclusively go to small towns.
But the last place you were in, you stayed in a big town.
I know. Yeah. But we almost exclusively go to small towns, and I'm never particularly, I'm always excited to be doing We're Here. I'm never particularly excited to be in any of the towns that we film in. I mean, and it's not in any shade to the town, but like before I went to Ruston, Louisiana, I had never heard of it. So I wasn't like, ooh, I got to get to Ruston. I got to get to Branson, Missouri. I got to get to Twin Falls, Idaho. You know, I got to get to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I can't wait to spend time.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. No, I went to Gettysburg, Virginia. No, I went to Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay, have you ever been any, have you ever been to any of these places?
I went to Lynchburg. Lynchburg was cute. It's a nice.
It sounds like a town I would not want to visit for obvious reasons based on the name.
Yeah.
Gettysburg is technically the smallest town we've been to. Gettysburg has a population of about 8,000 people.
You should go to Utica. Utica has a very small population. According to her, like 200 people.
Is it 200? Hey, Google.
It's just something like that.
What's the population of Utica?
There are many Uticas, though. There's Utica, New York.
In 2020, the population of Utica was 59,984.
There might be Utica, people. New York. She's from like Utica, Indianapolis, or Utica, something like that.
Not you being the Utica historian. Not you being, not you knowing more about Utica than any other queen.
Utica queen. I saw her at DragCon. I didn't get a chance to like say anything to her, really. I saw her. And then with everything going on, I meant to go, I was like, oh my God, hey girl. But I missed out on her. She's very tall in person. Very, very tall. She had like this black fan, like tulle thing that was like covering her face. It was very similar. Well, not similar, but it reminded me of what she put Simone in when her and Simone they had to like switch each other's looks or whatever it was.
Make
each other over because of the pandemic. That's what it was.
I remember. You love pointing out tall queens, tall people.
She was, cause, you know, it's so startling. We're all back there, and she's in this like black shrouded outfit, and she's like kind of towering over everyone. Oh, like it's very like striking. Like, oh, that person's here.
The day that I went to DragCon, there was just not a lot. It felt like not a lot going on. It was Sunday. It was the last day of DragCon, and it feels like everything that happened obviously happened on Friday or Saturday. Because by the time I showed up, bitches were like, deuces, honey, deuces. Mm-hmm. But I did get to see a lot of people, and also I want to congratulate you on doing so well on the first episode. I know these episodes, what we're recording comes out at different times, but as of this date, we have seen the first two episodes of Drag Race All-Star 7. You did a really good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your legendary legend star.
I got in the mail today, actually.
They mail them to you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't take them? You can't like just take them when you leave set?
No, because someone probably like reveal that they had it, or someone like I'm sure they have reasons why. Someone will probably spoil. Somebody come back home and just be wearing it around town.
Did they let y'all leave with your Twitter hat trophies?
No, they mail those to you too.
What?
Shea Coulee tweeted that her star was hand delivered to her.
Oh, Shea said hers was hand delivered. Not Monet getting mail and Shea getting an armored vehicle.
Well, they brought. Let me correct. They brought it to Patty, because obviously I'm here in L.A. So they brought it to Patty, but I didn't receive it because I just got back today. But they brought it to me, and it's a very nice orange envelope.
Not Monet's in USPS, and Shay has Secret Service to walk them over in a steam locked briefcase.
Mm-hmm. It's
the favoritism for me.
So they brought it over, and now I have my legendary legend star.
Can you show us?
It's downstairs. I'll show the audience.
Downstairs. Downstairs, she got fucking money. Downstairs, you are not in the mood. I feel like I'm extra goofy, and you're just like, girl.
You said what? You extra what?
I'm extra goofy, and you're like, girl. I got this shit that I'm trying to fucking.
I'm here. I'm present. I'm speaking. I am engaging with you, with the likes of you.
I don't think you're in a bad. I don't think you're in a bad mood, but. He's like, I got my star, girl. Just like, a little tired. Which also, I typically hate when people tell people that they seem tired, but I feel like you and I, maybe it's a different relationship.
But I don't feel tired though. I just feel like I need to get to work.
Bitch, we are working. Bitch, what are we doing
you know
now?
What I mean, for the show on Tuesdays and the shows on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Oh Lord! Oh my! I'm going back to Canada. I was just in Canada, and now when I had to quarantine for 2 days, and I'm literally going a week from when I went. There's no quarantine. Like Canada needs to get it together.
Well, maybe it's the different places you're going. Maybe
the
it's
province.
The projects you're working on. Maybe it's
is the province. You know, Canada, they have
states' rights. States' rights.
Each province kind of has their own rules about quarantining. And so the province I'm going to in Vancouver, they don't have the same quarantining restrictions like the other province I went to.
So you're saying Vancouver is the Florida of Canada?
Mm-hmm. It's this. They actually renamed it to Super Spreader Couver.
Super spreader. And can people still come get tickets to come see you? I mean, by this time, you all have already missed the show.
The show already happened.
How was the show?
Tomorrow night. The show in Vancouver is happening tomorrow night. So if you listen to this on the Wednesday before the 26th of, if you listen to this on Wednesday, May 25th, the show is tomorrow.
Last two brain cells.
Get your tickets, honey, and come see the doll. Come see the Duchess.
Well, listen, let's take a short little break. We'll be right back.
Work. I'm going to get my legend star for y'all to see.
A legend star.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back...
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Damn, girl, where was this badge at? We're back. Y'all, normally when we take a break, it'd be 3 seconds. Monet really went to the store. Whatever she eating on, she went to the store and got it.
I'm going to open it live. This is a live unboxing.
Oh, have you never opened it?
No. Oh, this is ASMR. Y'all getting the real fancy.
Okay, let's get a peek at this legend star, honey. Okay, Monet, it's a little too close to the mic. This is getting wild.
Y'all wanted it, honey. Take a video, watch it slow mo.
How do you think they actually got this to you?
A legend star. They brought it. Edward texted me. He's like, hey, Monet, are you around me? Want to bring your star over to you? And I was like,
you think
I'm
someone
not.
Drove it? Was there any public transportation involved? Did they take it on the train? Was
you
it
know,
a bird?
Probably they drove it over, I would assume. Because World of Wonder is, I mean, the offices are maybe 10, 15 minutes away from where I live.
Where do you live? Exact address, please. Cross streets.
Let me look it up 1 second.
Monet, how did you get from the airport today?
I drove. I wasn't at the airport. I was not at the airport.
Wait, how long have you been in town?
I got back in town Friday.
You've been back in town since Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Monet.
What? What about dub get in my tub?
I did not know you were in town since Friday.
But how if I was coming in from the airport, I normally do take an Uber. But, you know, okay, so when Patty and I first started traveling in New York, I would do this, like the first couple of times, I would drive my car and park my car to the airport and then pick it up when we got back. But honestly, that is too much work. Like, doing that is just, it's not as cheap as you think it will be. Like, in New York, an Uber from my apartment to the airport in New York was about, if it was an XL, about $136. If it's not an XL, it was about maybe like $80. But to park your car for the airport for more than like 2 days, bitch, you're paying like $60. So it's like, if I was gone for a week, forget about it. You're like up in like $300, $400. It's more cost effective to take an Uber. What about you? Did you do that? Did you ever think about it? There was one time you and I thought about getting a driver and sharing a driver because we thought it would be cheaper than taking cars all the time.
Well, you were mostly thinking about it. I was just kind of entertaining you. And I was like, I just don't think I take cars that often enough to justify having a driver. I don't know what that entails. How far in advance do you need to tell the driver you need to go somewhere? Like, is the driver nearby? Like, when you call an Uber, the driver will be there in 5 minutes.
We didn't dive deep into it, but we both talked about it. Should we do this thing? You're like, I don't know, maybe. I was like, it probably is cheap because at that point, let's say I went back and forth to the airport 3 times out of the week. That's $150 both ways. That's $300 times three. That's $900 just for myself. Let's say you do the same at least three times a week. That's $1,800. And I was looking up like what you pay a driver. And like it was like you pay them $1,500 for a week to be on call, something like that. And I was like, oh my God, would that be cheaper?
I used to take the train to the airport in New York City whenever I went to the airport. I was just going on the one. You got on the one train. And then transfer at a Port Authority, Times Square, walk over to Port Authority Underground and get on the A train to JFK and take the bus, the M63, over to LaGuardia.
With all your bags?
Yeah, every time. Up until I left.
Okay.
Up until I moved.
You and Kennedy and you and Luis.
Me and Luis did it. Yep, me and Jacob whenever we would travel out of town. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. And how much do you think you saved?
Oh my God. I mean, each trip to the airport was $1.25. But wow. I'll pay Kennedy's trip, so it was $2.50.
But Bob's last two brain toes, so I'm do math.
So I probably saved, I mean, I must have saved thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
You should do it here in LA. There's a train that goes to the airport here in LA as well.
I probably will. I live a little far from the. I do not live far from the train stop. The train is actually right around the corner from me.
Yeah, so I think that should be a new thing. It'll be great.
No, before Uber and stuff to get to the airport, the yellow cabs have a flat rate, to get to anywhere outside of Brooklyn. If you live in Queens, if you live in Manhattan, if you live in Staten Island, or if you live in the Bronx, it is a flat rate to get to JFK.
I don't know. I know there's one for Manhattan because I used to work at the Yale Club, as I've said before, and we used to always advise our guests. But, you know, they're like Yale Club members. They were like really like highfalutin, and they were like, oh, no, my driver, blah, blah, blah. But people who weren't about that life, they'll take a cab. The cab was, it was a flat rate from $60. There's a $60 flat rate from the airport to Manhattan and vice versa. But I don't know if it's the same thing for the Bronx and Queens.
I think it is. It's one of those things too. Honestly, after like riding in Ubers, bitch, you would be wild to catch me in a fucking yellow cab. Like, y'all, yellow cabs are nasty. Like, yellow cabs are on some other shit. The whole backseat.
Nasty in what way?
The whole backseat is like a big bucket seat. How is it different from an
Uber that has the same amount of people getting in it? Probably more nowadays.
Well, not only that, but first of all, the back seat was always like a big bucket seat. Sometimes it felt like you're in the back of a cop car. There's like this crazy plexiglass between you and the drivers. And I just feel like you have a wider variety of automobile when you're riding in Ubers. So typically in New York City, I found that in LA for some reason, most of the Ubers are Toyota Priuses. Like, they stay, a Toyota Prius is the Uber. In New York, a lot of them were like Corollas. A lot of Corollas.
Camrys,
a lot of
Hyundai, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant, Camrys. A lot of Camrys were the Ubers in New York City. I don't know what's up with this. Maybe it's just about what's regionally available in different areas at different car dealerships. Blase, blase, blase. But the yellow cabs, I just felt like they were old. I felt like they were just used up. I just felt like they were never as nice as the Ubers. That's how I felt. And this is from this is from years of taxi cabbing and years of Ubering.
I mean, I used to take taxis too. I mean, I think what you're describing to me are the older taxi cabs, but like from pretty much when Ubers got really popular, taxi cabs too transitioned to like having, it's like, especially when New York started getting the green cabs and the yellow cabs, all pretty much all the new ones, all the green ones were Camrys, like kind of like how Ubers were, or a lot of them were the black Camrys.
Well, the green taxis are only, you know, the green taxis only go to, not necessarily just the boroughs, above 110 in Manhattan or the boroughs. So if you lived in, like Morningside Heights or Harlem, or Washington Heights or Inwood or one of the boroughs outside of Manhattan, then you would take a green cab, and the green cabs couldn't stop in the inner city, in the middle of the city.
Well, yeah, they could pick you up in those, but they could drop you in the middle of the city.
Yeah, they drop you. They just can't pick you up there. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't pick you up. Yeah.
Which was
the
Pride
initiative, because a lot of taxis, they're like, no, if they wouldn't take you past, not they wouldn't, but they would, like, you tell them you pick them up in Midtown, you say, yeah, I'm going to 145th, they're like, nah, I'm not going up there, and they'll make you hop your ass out and get a new taxi, because they don't want to go to Harlem, or they want to go to the Bronx or Brooklyn.
Yeah, also, when you have an Uber, there's no arguing, there's no debating. Like, before Ubers, you used to have to fucking get in the car and haggle. Like, you're trying to go to 135, and you're like, okay, man, please take me to 110. Take me to 110, please. I'll walk the rest of the way. Like, yeah. It was like this, like, absurd amount of haggling. People kicking you out of their cars. I used to hate the curbside interviews.
Yeah.
Where you go up to the car, and they lock all the doors, crack the window, and say, where are you going?
Uh-huh. And fair, because they probably, who knows what these taxi cabs have faced before. Someone get in the car and trying to rob them, or do something shady. Like,
I think most of the curbside interviews were about, go ahead.
I used to see a lot of the news, especially growing up, like seeing like some taxi driver was shot, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure if you're driving, you see that, you're like, bitch, I need to be. And you know, maybe it was happening in those boroughs, it wouldn't, but honestly, I would say in New York, you're always like one block away from a fucking gunshot. So the same way you can pick someone up in the Bronx and feel nervous that something would happen, the same way you can feel on the East Side, on the Upper West Side, in Midtown. Like, New York City is a wild place all over.
I don't know that my experience in New York City was being a block away from gunshot, but maybe that's because of where I lived, and maybe it's because of where you had grew up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like most of the time people were like locking their doors and asking where you're going. It wasn't necessarily about safety. Maybe it has some safety, but it was also about people not wanting to go far. They wanted to go to the Upper West Side at the highest, or the Village at the lowest. They didn't want to go to Harlem. They didn't want to go to the Bronx. They didn't want to go to New Jersey. They didn't want to go to Queens. They sure as hell don't want to go to Staten Island. So a lot of those, like, doors locked, window crack, where are you going? We're just trying to make sure that they are not going to end up in a place where they can't get a ride, which, honestly, fair. Sure, go off. I'm not telling y'all to stop doing it.
They're like, bitch, I ain't going to Marcy Projects. I ain't going to Dyckman. Like, New York taxi cab drivers are shady. My one of my friend's father, he was a do you ever ride dollar cabs? Have you ever ridden a dollar cab?
I don't even know what a dollar cab is.
Okay, so for people living from Brooklyn, dollar cabs, they go up and down Flatbush Avenue, or also north on Nostrand, or on the Junction. It's a cab. You pay them a dollar, and they go up and down that street all day. So you can take it. You can ride it all the way from the beginning of Flatbush Avenue all the way to the end downtown for a dollar. And my friend, they didn't have those in Manhattan.
No.
Yeah, I don't think dollar cabs were a thing in Manhattan. Interesting. And my friend's dad was a dollar cab driver. And sometimes coming from school, we would see the dollar cab, and we would get his dad. His dad would give us a dollar cab ride for free, which is always very nice. But the dollar cabs,
y'all can pay that man a dollar.
Y'all can pay, y'all can rustle up 50 cents between the two of y'all to get this man a dollar.
Not in middle school. In middle school, I was trying to get by, honey. I used to get my little change. I used to try to hold my money for snacks.
Why'd you need money in middle school?
To go to the corner store and get snacks after school. Me and Kamika.
I had a little side hustle in middle school, but before I had my side hustle, I did not have any money at all whatsoever. But anyway, yeah, that is my experience with New York City taxis and Ubers, and I prefer the Ubers because I hated the curbside interviews. And whenever, especially when you're dressed in drag and you're on the street corner in pumps and a wig, holding your bags, begging a cab driver to take you uptown, that's just not fun. That is not
fun. What used to gag me, I guess because I don't take Ubers as much anymore, but what used to gag me was the crazy surge pricing. Like, I remember one time I was coming from, I guess I was on 34th Street by the Javits Center, which, if y'all know, that's on 34th Street all the way west, really close. I mean, like, pretty much on 12th Avenue. And I was doing something down Africa. I don't know what I was doing, but it was during the day. I was a boy. And I went to, like, call an Uber. And it was like, because the surge pricing was plus 250%. I was like, that is crazy that now my Uber that would normally cost me $44 is costing me 250% more. Like, that was wild to me. I was like, how is that even legal to do that?
Let's try to figure out that math when we come back.
So 100% would be, let's say it's 50, let's round it to $50.
No, we ain't making it easy. We're going to $46. 46 times 2. Holla at your boy. Come on. What's that, son?
How about you do your own math in your head? I'll do mine in my head, and we'll see.
So we're trying to figure out 250%
of 40. It's about 135.
Wait. So we're trying to figure out 200. We're trying to figure out 250% of 46 that we're doing?
Yeah. It's about $135.
We said we're doing it in our heads and then get together.
Oh.
Do your shit in your head.
I have it.
Hold on. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then I definitely not sleep.
Wait, hold on. 250%,
right? 250%.
Hold on. Uh-huh.
Take a video.
Uh-huh. Okay, I can't with you singing, Monet. Your singing's not helping me.
Well, bitch, take the mic.
Hold on, everyone's talking. Can y'all all stop talking for 1 second while I do this math, please?
Hold on. Are we going to be here the rest of the century?
If everyone keeps talking, hold
That's
on.
That's why I have to stop talking on a podcast.
Right.
Wait, no, just let me do this. If y'all give me literally 5 seconds to do this math without just a moment of, we can skip the silence. We have editing power.
Here we go. Bitch, not you talking.
Oh my God, stop. Let me do my math. Thank you. Yes, all right, I have my answer. It's 125.
Okay. I was gonna say 127.
It's 115.
Word.
That's so what I meant.
Price is Right.
That's what I meant. Anyway, so we're trying to find out who has a better Uber rating, me or Monet Exchange. Monet, do you think your Uber rating is better than mine?
I don't know, honestly. I've never checked my Uber rating. I'm not even cognizant of it.
Well, they give you poor Uber ratings for sometimes you cancel, you can get a poor Uber rating. Sometimes if you get into an argument, if you're noisy, if you slam doors, if you have an attitude problem, but also, you know, you and the company you keep reflect your Uber ratings. So this is mostly you and Patty and how that has affected your Uber rating.
Mm-hmm.
How you
do they take into account your Uber food as well, Uber Eats orders too?
I don't think Uber Eats rates you.
Hmm.
All right, Monet, what is your official rating?
Mine is 4.7. What's yours?
4.78 per... How many 5-star ratings do you have?
I have 441 5-star ratings.
449 per. All right, I'm screen grabbing mine too. How many 4-stars you got?
I have 17.
I have 21. How many 3-stars you rocking with?
I have 13.
I have 12. How many 2 stars you got?
8.
I have 6. And how many 1 stars you rolling with?
I have 21 1 stars.
Oh my God. What did you do?
Probably just being in drag.
Are there like are there like written reviews?
No.
Like, I want to see the written. I want to see why Monet got 21.
How many did you have?
I have 12.
Mm. You also seem to take more Ubers than me.
I don't. Maybe there's a way to find out who takes more Ubers.
Yeah, you just add those together, like the ratings.
They're just. Do you get a rating from every Uber?
No, not every. But I mean, that's a rough way to tell who takes more. If you have more ratings, then likely you probably take more Ubers than mine.
I mean, I have more 5-star rating, but you have more 1-stars, so maybe you're. Because I have slightly more. I have like 3 more 5-star, but you have 11 more or 9 more 1-star ratings than I do. What are you doing to get these 1-star? Are you eating in cars?
No, I don't eat in cars. I don't talk at all. Normally, I get an Uber, and I was like, hey. And when they try to start a conversation, I pretty much, especially through COVID, I'll just be back there like,
Have you ever had a particularly upsetting interaction with an Uber driver? Because I have had a few.
I have not, honestly. There's only one. Recently in L.A., I was going to the airport. And the driver just wouldn't follow the route. Like Google Maps was given like the fastest way to get there. And I went to the airport and he was like, you know, in LA, everyone wants to get to the highway. He's like, no, I'm not going to take the highway. I'm going to take Melrose. And I was like, no, the highway's faster. He's like, no, this is better. So we ended up getting to the airport 16 minutes later than what the ETA said. The app said. And I was like, it's like, why would you do that? And I can't speculate about what his issue was, but he was really averse to taking the highway. He's like, no, absolutely.
I don't want to sound like a an LA girl and I lost an Angelino, but I will say taking La Brea to the airport is really, for me, has been consistently the fastest way to get to the airport. We also live in different parts. We live in different parts.
Like, you're landlocked. I'm like, I'm literally right on the highway.
Not landlocked. You really said L.A. Oh, she said L.A., not landlocked.
You are, bitch. You are landlocked down.
So me and Jacob were leaving Trixie's house, right? Mm-hmm. And we were downstairs waiting for this car, and the guy was when I say his music was so loud, we would have been in the car just belting. Mm-hmm. Patti LuPone and Patti LaBelle in a car screaming at each other, me and Jacob. And I was like, this is so loud. And I said, can you please turn the music? And I've learned the difference between saying turn the music down and turn the music off. If you say turn it down, they will move it one click. So I say, can you turn the music off? And he goes, nah, man, nah. And I was like, and then he was reclined so far back that he was in the back seat with us. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, if he could look to his right and we would be making full eye contact. He was reclined so far back. Mm-hmm. So Jacob couldn't get behind him. Jacob had to sit in the middle seat because this guy was so far reclined. And I said, can you please move your seat forward? He was like, man, I ain't doing that. And I was like, this is crazy. And I was like, all right. I said, you know what? We're good. So then we got out of the car. And he's
like
kind of just
in the middle of the highway or like where were you?
The car never moved. The car, we never actually got to moving because we couldn't even get in the car because Jacob had to sit in the middle seat in the back.
Got it.
And then he was like, y'all need to cancel this car, man, because I ain't about to cancel. I ain't about to lose no money on this. And I was like, well, we're not canceling. He goes, well, you can't get no other car then. And I was like, I'll just use the other app. So I think I got him through Lyft and I just opened Uber and got another car. And we just awkwardly waited like 10 feet from him while calling our other car. It was very odd. Do you have any thoughts about this ride, Jacob?
Yeah, I think you summed it up completely. It was
what if he like just continued the route to your house and just when he got there just end trip? Like, how do you dispute that with Uber?
Uber does not really fight back on disputes. I mean, every time I've ever disputed a claim on Uber, they've given me my money back instantly, whether it be Uber Eats, anything. They usually, they say, we're investigating. They do 5 minutes of investigation, if that, and they just go, here's your money back.
Well, they probably look for patterns. If someone like does it like every, like once a month or like every other order, they're like, all right, something's fishy here. But if someone doesn't do it often, they're probably correct.
But also, why even be an Uber driver if that's the fan? Like, why? Like, how does that make sense?
I don't know, girl. You must have really put a bee in his bonnet that day.
Yeah, I put a bee in his bonnet by just getting in his car. I probably really upset the guy. But in New York City, I really actually prefer. I really like taking the train in New York City. It was a really great way to get around.
I had to take the train. I mean, living in Manhattan more so than when I lived in the Bronx or Brooklyn, because it was just really easy. But when I would like take the train from like the first stop in Brooklyn to Manhattan, that's like a good hour and 10 minutes. So I was like crazy. I hated that. But when I was in Harlem, that was fun, because to get from my house to Midtown was maybe like 25 minutes on the one train. But in the Bronx, it was like 45 minutes. Go ahead.
I lived in the Heights, Washington Heights, and it really wasn't that big. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was a pretty short, sweet trip getting down there. I say, honestly, if you're going to take the train in New York City, give yourself an hour to get everywhere. I don't care if you're going from fucking 14th Street to 18th Street on the one train. If you're going on the train, just budget an hour for yourself and you'll be happy. When I used to live in Long Island City, oh, child, the journey. I used to have to, when I lived in Ozone Park, mm-hmm. I used to have a 15-minute walk to the train.
Why do you take the bus?
Because if you're not from New York City, the bus can fuck your shit up. You get on the bus, you know which direction the train is going. You'll be on the bus. Next thing you know, you hit a turn. You don't know where you're going. You be on the wrong bus. Multiple buses come to the same stop. You try to get on the B63. You get on the Q49, and then you end up in. You make one wrong turn, you're trying to go to Manhattan, you end up in fucking Staten Island. It is very easy to be on a bus and have that bitch hit a right, and you'd be like, I was supposed to go left. This is crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess for the most part, but I mean, especially if you live in that neighborhood, I feel like it's really easy to learn the bus in your neighborhood. You're like, oh, this is my neighborhood. Like, I've been here for 2 years. Like, I know the B8 goes all the way this way.
The only bus I ever took in New York City was, consistently, was the bus to LaGuardia. Because you stop right outside my door at 106 in Amsterdam. I mean, I could go downstairs with my bag, get on the bus, and go straight to LaGuardia, which was amazing, for $1.25. I think it's $1.75 now. Is that what it is now?
Yeah, $1.75, yeah.
And or I used to take the 96th Street Crosstown bus, because you cannot take a train. There's no train that goes across town above 14th Street. The only train that goes across town is the L train, and it is all the way down on 14th Street. So if you're trying to get
S train does as well.
The F?
F.
Oh, yeah, the F. The F does too, kind of. Well, they kind of. So the F kind of comes into the city, but once it gets to Midtown, it goes straight up. Whereas if you want to go from coast to coast, from like river to river, from Hudson to east, there's an actual bus that will go from the mm-hmm. East River to the Hudson River, and the L train goes from the East River to the Hudson River. Whereas a lot of the trains, they will basically cut into Manhattan, and then once they get to their avenue, they go up and down. That's the side they stay on the whole time.
Yeah.
Especially above 14th Street.
And the S train only does Times Square.
Oh, you mean the little shuttle? Oh, the little shuttle train.
Yeah, the shuttle train. It goes from Times Square to Grand Central, which is, you know, not terrible, but it's definitely not the river to river.
Yeah, but if you need it, because especially... Mama, once you live on either side of Central Park, which I used to live on the west side of Central Park, and baby, getting through Central Park is crazy, because there's 96th Street, I think 83.
It's a big ass park, girl.
And then I think there's one way down on something. There are very few entrances to get through the park.
Yeah, Central Pizzy.
Do you know it's 5 miles if you walk all the way around the park? It's almost exactly 5 miles.
In the pandemic, I used to ride up and down it, not every day, but I was really into biking. With city bikes, honestly, city bikes slap. And you know, as a New Yorker, I detested it for so long. I was like, anybody get on a fucking city bike? I was like, that's so whack. And then pandemic, I was like, it was like the best way to travel, because you could go anywhere you needed to, in the city, and I have to get on the train, etc. And city bikes became my jam. Even when I go back now and I have to like do little things in the city, I just get a city bike as opposed to getting an Uber.
Can you describe what a city bike is, please?
Oh yeah, city bike, which a lot of cities have it now. I've noticed going around a lot of cities in Europe, in America, Canada, it's these like these bikes for this, for whatever city you're in. They're always a bank. They're always the Santander bikes or the city bikes or
like, and it's called city because of Citibank, just so y'all clear.
Yeah, Citibank. And then yes, and they're at these docks, these charging stations, because they have electric ones and also regular manual ones, and you just go, you put in your card.
And they also lock. They're locked so people can't take them. It's part of going to the docks too.
And then, so they put them on the docks, and you can just unlock one and ride it to wherever you need to go and find another a vacant dock and put it anywhere in the city, which was, it's just super convenient. It's great, 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 great. Love a city bike moment. And also, you get a little exercise too in your transportation. You're not just sitting in a car. You're pedaling yourself, which is nice.
LA does not have city bikes, but LA does have Lime. Do you know, or Limes, and Birds? Girl. Limes and Birds,
and there's one more. Lime, but there's this new one I saw the other day. It's like every day there's a new type coming out. A lot of cities have Limes and those electric scooters.
So if you don't know what that is, in New York City, I mean, in Los Angeles, you can find a Bird, which is just an electric scooter, but they don't have docks. They do not have stations. They are just on the street. They're not, there's not places where you can find, they're just all up and down the street. They're just all over the street, sideways, upside down, in trees.
LA really fucks it up.
I mean, they should put them in docks.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I wonder why New York doesn't have them. There's probably some logical reason why New York does not have them. And they only do the electric bicycles, but electric scooters, those just feel a little, they feel very unsafe to me. Like, I just feel like, bitch, you trip and you fall on the street. And again, I know bikes are unsafe too, especially if you ride a bike without a helmet. But something about you, I feel like your body is super exposed and super vulnerable when you're just on those two little electric scooters. And they go fast. They go so fast.
Well, I have a friend who hit someone on a scooter.
With their car?
With their automobile.
And what happened to the person?
Dead.
Are you seriously doing a thing?
No, I'm kidding. Zach Noy Towers hit a twink with his car, and it totaled his car.
Not twink on twink crime.
And the,
it totaled Zach's car?
Totaled his car. I don't think it totaled it, but his car was immobile.
So after he hit the person, first of all, how fast was he going? Did the person really in fact die? Also, did he hit them and like drive over it? That's what fucked up his car. Like, I just don't see how hitting an electric scooter would
hit
total
them,
your
and
car.
Then it did. He said he did $11,000 worth of damage on his car. His car was not drivable. It cracked the windshield, but the person got up and walked away.
Damn, Zach was trying to kill people.
Maybe it's just the sturdiness of the twink he hit. Maybe the twink was on his way to twonk. Maybe the twink was bridging the gap from twink to bear. Maybe he was on his way to jock, and Zach hit him right on the last day of twinkdom.
Damn, girl, that sounds wild. I don't think I've ever hit anything that hard.
I hope not.
Much of accidents either. I don't think I've never been in a vehicle on vehicle accident ever.
What they could be more clear. What kind of accident have you been in?
So currently my car is in the shop right now because I was going to the doctor, and the gate, the sensor in the doctor's office in the building for the gate was broken. So literally as I drove into the building, the gate just closed down on my car, and it crushed the top right of my windshield, and it scraped the top of my car, so I'm getting that replaced. But I've never been like an accident where I hit someone else's car or someone's car hit me.
Have you never hit an automobile in your life? That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. I've been in probably maybe 4 or 5 accidents. I've been rear-ended. I've rear-ended someone. When I was 19, I T-boned a lady. I got into an accident back in, what was it, December.
You need to take some, maybe you should re-up on those driving classes.
Well, I was wondering, I got a 96 on my driving test.
When? In what year?
I was 18 years old, maybe 19.
Hmm.
Impressed?
No. 16 years ago? 15 years ago?
What do you mean 16 years ago?
Yeah, that'll be 17 years ago. No. 15 years ago.
When they last two brain cells. Two brain cells are gathered. I cannot deal with you in these last two brain cells.
Bitch, you the one that couldn't do math earlier. I'm the one that has two brain cells.
We both got the math wrong. In fact, my first time taking the so when I first moved to Columbus, Georgia, I didn't have a car. When I moved back to Columbus, when I moved back to Columbus, Georgia for college, and I remember going to the bus to get to school, and when I got to the bus, this guy had a heart attack on the bus, like while I was still in the station.
Oh shit!
Fell over, was having a heart attack, hit his head, started bleeding. So I was like terrified of taking the bus for a very long time. I was like, this is wild. This is wild. Because I had never really taken the bus in Atlanta before. I had taken the Metro, I'd taken the MARTA like one or two times. Mm-hmm. And the C-Tran, when it first came out, the C-Tran, which was the Clayton County bus line, which doesn't even exist anymore. But I very rarely took the bus in Atlanta because I was a kid. I didn't have anywhere to go. Everything in my life was in my neighborhood. My school was walking distance from my home. I walked to and from school. And when I did take the bus, I took the school bus.
Mm. Oh, you took the school bus every like throughout your high school tenure?
No, in high school, I never took the bus because I lived right next door to the school.
Got it.
Like between like my apartment complex and the school, there was literally nothing. There was nothing between them. They shared a border, so I literally just walked to school. Every day.
Yeah, I used to take the bus. I mean, the train to school both ways was like an hour and 10 minutes each way. And every time coming home from school, you just, because, you know, I live on the first stop. I mean, the last stop of the two train, East Flatbush. And I would always, like, as the train, like, you know, I would take it from 48th Street, transfer to the two, take the two home. And as you're on the two train, like, the closer it gets to the last stop, white people just start to disappear. It's like from like one side to the other, white people, bitch, it was like Thanos was snapping. White people were just gone. Because if you take any train, I don't care what city, Boston, Seattle, Atlanta, New York, if you take any train to the last stop, you're going to see a whole lot of niggas. Just niggas. And bitch, Atlanta's the home of the niggas. You take the fucking MARTA to the last stop, it takes you to fucking Wakanda. Okay? Bitch,
last stop, there are no white people on MARTA at any point. At any point for any reason. I don't care what stop you're on, bitch. There are no white people on MARTA. Well, I will say also, there is, I think it was the A train. When you take the A train to the top of Manhattan, there's actually a lot of Jewish people on the train.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A lot of, like a very large, it was when you go in uptown, there's a large Jewish population at the top of Manhattan.
But the E to the last stop, the two, the A, like the one. Going far Rockaway. The one to the last stop.
It's called
up there.
The N train for a reason, son.
Yeah, the N train, all the bitch, just a whole lot of niggas.
Do you remember the W train?
Yeah, I do remember the W. I remember the 9 train.
RIP to the W. RIP to the W. Oh my God, the 9 train.
The 9 train also went out of commission.
Bitch, I forgot about the 9 train. Actually, if you go to Times Square, if you go to Times Square, you can still see. You said canceled because some old tweets.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Times Square, you can still see the stickers over where all the other ones used to be. So like, there's this big sticker on top of the signs telling you which way to go, but mm-hmm. underneath you can see the imprint from like the W train,
yeah,
and the 9 train.
Yeah, all these motherfuckers, they be. I guess the 9 train made sense because the 1 and the 9 literally ran the exact same route. Like literally, they did. I think maybe the nine stopped a little earlier than the 1, maybe, but the 9 train, they did the exact same thing. I was like, what was the point of that?
I think the 9 went a little wild deeper into Brooklyn.
It did? I don't think so.
It's kind of like how the 7 train has like the diamond version and the circle version.
Right, but that's just the express and the local.
Which is basically the 1, 2, and 3. So it's interesting, like the 1, 2, and 3 train take pretty much similar routes, except some are express, some are local. And then, but the 7 was like the diamond and the circle.
No, it did the same thing. The 9 train ran from South Ferry to 242nd Street, literally the exact same route as the 1.
I cannot speak. I don't know. I don't know what's up with Lil Miss 9 train. Maybe there's a reason she's gone. Maybe there's a reason she's gone, honey. She was ninth to the party. She was the last one.
The 9 was express, and the 1 was local. So the 1 would do every stop, and the 9 would skip some.
Like the 2 and the 3.
Right. Yeah.
Also, this I realize this conversation is probably not remotely interesting to anyone who is not
in New York City.
from New York City. I was talking about the two and the three, and then the heat, the beep, beep. Girl, New Yorkers love talking about trains. New Yorker, this shit, if you want to get a New Yorker's dick wet, ask them how to get to Times Square. They will fight. They will fight each other to try to tell you how to fucking get to Times Square.
Have you ever run a train on someone?
Run a train on someone? No. Have you ever had a train run on you?
I have not. Or did one to people.
I'm glad we have this chat. What is running a train? Running a train is basically when you if you're running a train on someone, it's one person. Typically, this person is bottoming in some regard, and then all the tops just come through and just do their thing one by one. But it's not an orgy; it's one at a time.
Yeah, the train, honey.
Which is weird because I think it'd be more of a train if they were moving from top to top, but they're stationary. No, I guess they're the station, and the tops are the train coming through.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So the bottom is 42nd Street.
Oh God.
And the tops are one of the trains that are coming through 42nd Street.
The S train.
Busting them down. No, the S train is just two stops. It's got to be one of the. It's got to be like the.
But I'm saying, but some people
the D,
are some
the people, D train, the D train,
the obviously. D train, or the A train for the A spot.
We're not revisiting A spot. We've already debunked A spot. Me and every one of your friends, every person in your life has debunked A spot. Now, if you want to start A spot, we can say you can start it. But everyone from Brooklyn, everyone in your life, Kamika, all of your childhood friends have all debunked A-spot. All the people that you swore you say A-spot with have all debunked your A-spot.
And the A-spot crew, who knows about the A-spot, they chimed in and said, yeah, kind of like last podcast, people debunked you saying that you never told that story about the thing. Or you said it a million times, and they were like, and you've never been thinking about it. And they were like, actually, Bob, you did.
What are you talking about?
About the San Francisco to LA thing, and you were like, "Monet, I've said it from the beginning. I've always said who it was." And your friend Bob the Dragon Video literally posted the episode when you finally reveal it. You're like, "Should I say it? Should I say it?" And you did.
Well, I don't know. So what you're saying is I revealed it before that time, but also what you're, no, but also no, but what we need to talk about is everyone revealing.
You never have. I mean, you said from the beginning you always have, and I was like, "No, I remember you revealing it to me." And then you said, Monet, from the moment it happened, I've been telling you, I said, Bob, I promise you did not tell me, especially when you were in season.
So how do you feel about everyone revealing that you drool? I mean, the account, the timestamps.
I have not seen all these jewelries. And the one that I saw was on the exchange room when I first started my Invisalign. So that makes a lot of sense. Because when you start Invisalign, you do drool a lot.
Monet, you are going to gaslight me and the listeners of this podcast until you're gaslighting yourself, honey. You telling me if I pulled up a video of you drooling right now, will you admit and be like, oh wow, you know what, I think this is a video of me drooling?
I never said I do not drool. Obviously,
no, you drool saying, frequently and more than most people.
No, I don't agree with that. Also, finding a video of me drooling does not prove that I drool more than anyone else. Like, how does that even make sense?
In my opinion, this is the best. Oh my God, I'm drooling.
Okay, yeah, I do drool, but I don't drool more than the normal person.
Yes.
Like, how does that even work? Like, how do you even?
Despite all these videos we found of you drooling, and you're like,
all these videos. So because it's a video of me drooling, that means I drool more than normal people.
Not this one video. We are now up to, I think, three or four videos of you drooling.
And that show, and that proves that I drool more than normal people.
Yes,
that
and
is not how that
and
works.
And a confirmed account of you drooling from several people.
That's literally not how drooling works, babe.
then how does drooling work?
I'm saying, yeah, I drew. I don't drool more than the average person.
I wish you started drooling right now, just so I could be like, see, I fucking.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm drooling.
But despite me and Patty corroborating your drooling story, the videos of you. Also, by the way, y'all, Footgate is not over. More evidence has come forward. There are now video people. The listeners have found full on videos. I didn't even know this shit existed, of Monet up in the clubs in New York City, walking around on a single solitary shoe. One shoe.
Okay. And what does that prove?
It proves that you often walked around with one shoe, even though you say you didn't.
That's not true.
Wait. Is it not true that it doesn't prove that, or is it not true that you didn't walk around with one shoe off?
Yes.
Wait, which one?
Yes.
You are wild. You are trying to fuck with me. And you know what? I won't let it happen. I'll let the evidence. Maybe we should have a court case. You and I need to have an official court case where we get together, present our evidence to the jury, and we'll let them decide.
I'm down for that.
If Monet did indeed hobble around on
one foot.
This would be
Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, honey.
I have not been following this case at all.
Oh, at all. It's sad. Because, you know, it is around domestic violence, and it's kind of like sad. Everyone's like so into it. I'm like, God, it's still a domestic violence case. People are getting, people were assaulted. Bitch.
Girl, I don't know if you're too young to remember, but bitch, this is nothing compared to the OJ circus and the madness that was the OJ Simpson trial, which was a full on murder case. Murder case. And that was, I remember being even as a kid, and there was no YouTube, no Twitter. It felt like 24-hour coverage for, it felt like years.
I mean, people, why do I think my daughter, but people, it's some type of escapism for people, I think. They're like, oh my God, I get to like look at these crazy celebrities on their murder case or their domestic violence case. I don't have to worry about me for a little while. I can like look at these celebrities do this thing. I think it's some like, this weird obsession with like celebrity drama.
I don't think
celebrities,
it is.
Are just like us. I think so.
I don't think it's necessarily just that. I think that cases, first of all, drama is interesting. Interesting stories are things that are unusual, which is why one of the biggest and largest and fastest growing podcast genres is true crime. And those people, they're not even celebrities. It's just interesting to hear about this stuff. There are entire YouTube pages, podcasts dedicated to these true crime things. And then you add the celebrity part into it, and the stories are just so absurd, so bizarre, so wild that it's like you kind of can't stop watching. Just like when you hear gossip about someone, you're like, I'm gonna hear about this gossip. But now it's about someone who's famous, and the story's wild. You know?
Yeah, that's my point with the celebrity part of it. Like all these true crime things, we don't hear about it. When I tell you this Amber Heard thing and Johnny Depp thing is on every TikTok slide, all over Instagram, all over Twitter, a lot of these other true crime things, yeah, they're big, they have their own podcast for it, but they don't like invade the public space like how this Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing or how OJ did.
Yeah, because they're so famous. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I think maybe if anything, it's the combination of celebrity making it interesting and the content and the subject matter itself. So a murder case and a celebrity, it's just too irresistible for a lot of people.
Plastic tiara, irresistible.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap it up.
It is time to wrap it up, my dear. Well, I'm actually gonna call an Uber right now to go to the store.
I hope you don't get your 22nd one-star rating.
I know, right? Peace, girl.
Give you one legendary legend star. All right, bye.